Good morning, I'm Eric Whitney with Montana Morning News. A Kalispell man accused of making online threats to schools and religious leaders before stocking up on guns at his home has been released from jail. The Flathead Beacon reports that 29-year-old David Joseph Lanillo was released on his own recognizance last week after attorneys on both sides reached a deal. Lanillo will be staying with his family in Michigan until his November trial. He was arrested February 16th after a Twitter rant threatening school children and Jewish people caught the attention of Jonathan Hudson, a spokesman in Washington, D.C. for the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. Shortly after the tirade, Lanillo is accused of moving guns to his house. Kalispell Police Chief Roger Nassett says Lanillo posed a, quote, very real threat because he'd moved the weapons to his home. Governor Steve Bullock yesterday signed on to a joint state and federal plan to provide incentives for farmers and ranchers to preserve sage-grouse habitat on their land. The chicken-sized wild bird is in decline and could be listed as an endangered species this fall. Jason Weller, chief of the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service, says the initiative encourages growers to take charge of the effort to keep the bird off the list.
This has to be a private land solution. It's got to be driven from the local level. It's got to meaningfully engage private landowners, ranchers, business proprietors, and giving them positive solutions.
Oregon cattle rancher John O'Keefe has made improvements to his land to make it more grouse-friendly, such as removing juniper trees that encroach on grouse habitat and putting markers on fences so the birds won't get entangled in them. He hopes other ranchers will join the effort. Across the West, sage-grouse numbers have dropped by about 30% since 1985. The National Sage-Grouse Initiative is a $200 million effort to stop the bird from moving any closer to extinction. Fire officials in Helena say a fast-moving wildfire that broke out west of town yesterday evening and burned about 75 acres was mostly under control as of 10 o'clock last night. The Helena Independent Record reports that several Helena Valley fire crews, two state helicopters, and a single-engine slurry bomber fought the fire yesterday about 5 miles west of Helena off Highway 12. The paper says about 45 nearby residents were warned, but none were evacuated. The cause of the fire, which apparently started in a hayfield, is unknown at this time. The Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Office was calling the fire 60% contained last night. A man who assaulted a former Wall Street Journal and Missoulian reporter, costing him the sight in one of his eyes, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison with 5 years suspended. The Missoulian newspaper reports 31-year-old Sean Lee Marceau was sentenced Monday for the August 24 attack outside a Walmart in Missoula that left Les Gappe, then 70, blind in one eye. After fleeing the scene, Marceau disappeared and was finally arrested in November. He pleaded guilty in May to felony aggravated assault. A Missoula company has won $1.5 million in XPRIZE money for developing a pair of sensors to measure ocean acidification. Sunburst Sensors was awarded the prize yesterday for developing sensors that won competitions for accuracy and affordability. Sunburst beat other companies from England, Minnesota, and California to win the prizes awarded by XPRIZE and the Schmidt Family Foundation. They were offered to provide incentives for the development of new tools to respond to the effects of climate change on the world's oceans. The Missoula small business was one of 5 finalists whose sensors were put through a 3-month field test that included 6 days of deep sea testing at depths of nearly 10,000 feet. A Troy area man died after falling off of a cliff near the West Fork of the Yak River. The Daily Interlake reports that Jesse Lowry was walking along a steep trail when he fell about 35 feet onto a hard rock surface Saturday evening. Lincoln County Sheriff's officials say alcohol was a factor in the fall. One of the state's largest farming groups is supporting a voluntary effort to bolster the population of sage-grouse, whose numbers have fallen 30% since the mid-80s. Yesterday, Montana became the first state to join the Sage-Grouse Initiative, led by the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service. Chelsea Kramer with the Montana Farm Bureau Federation says her organization supports the voluntary effort to keep the sage-grouse from being added to the endangered species list.
We do promote keeping any more regulatory rules and federal government involvement out of the state as much as possible, and we do think that at this point in time, an ESA listing for sage grouse is a little bit unnecessary given the fact that we have a healthy population here in Montana.
The initiative that Montana signed on to yesterday provides federal grant money to help farmers and ranchers improve their land to make it more friendly to the grouse, as well as controlling predators. 11 western states in Canada are home to as many as 500,000 of the grouse, but their numbers are dropping steadily. The bird could be added to the endangered species list as early as this fall. Jefferson County has completed its 21-month investigation into an allegation of jail rape, this 11 days after a former inmate sued. County Attorney Matt Johnson said yesterday he concluded no crime was committed against Audie Mio Orozco Ramirez, who filed his lawsuit in federal court on July 9th. The 42-year-old Mexican national was being held on civil immigration charges in October 2013 when he says he was raped by one or more men in his jail cell. Johnson says in an email he based his conclusion on lab results, telephone transcripts, jail video, and interviews of the nine people who were also in the jail cell. He says the investigation was delayed by those interviews and long waits for crime lab results. Orozco Ramirez's lawyer, Shahid Haq Hausroth, says the county's methods are troubling and the timing of their findings is suspicious. Creditors from the bankruptcy of Montana's Yellowstone Club have asked an appeals court to keep the resort's founder in jail. Attorneys for the Yellowstone Club Liquidating Trust said in a Monday court filing that club founder Tim Blixith should remain in the Cascade County Jail until he turns over details from a 2013 Mexican property sale. Blixith was jailed April 20th after U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon ruled that the Washington State real estate mogul had not come clean on the $13.8 million sale of the Tamarindo Resort. An emergency petition for his release is pending before the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Creditors say Blixith apparently transferred the money to family members and others to avoid more than $250 million in civil fraud judgments against him. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.